Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Simon Constable, my good friend in the south of France, an Englishman. And we begin with English news. Actually, all of Britain, but England's taking this hard. Rachel Reeves' budget raises tax take to an all-time high. Burden to reach 38% of GDP by end of parliament. How does the FT know this before the budget was posted? According to an accidentally released forecast by the Office for Budget Responsibility. Simon, a very good day to you. Accidental release. That is the first whopper we're going to absorb this morning. But before we go back to number 10 and the incoming congratulatory calls, good for you. You're plunging England into a deeper hole than it already exists. We start in paradise. How is the weather, Simon? You look bundled up. Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Yes, it is a bit chilly here. Woke up to 36 Fahrenheit. That was the temperature. Tiny bit of snow, light frost across the garden, and went up to a high, not very, very high at all, 43 Fahrenheit. So it's still chilly, and I'm wearing, I feel like, many, many layers at the moment. I'm sitting outside to talk to you, but it is chilly.
You're in medieval Albi, and it looks quite charming this morning, although prepared for winter. So we go from your expedition to into the cold to the commodities that we most care about here at year's end. That would be iron, copper, and steel, the backbone of the data centers springing up like rabbits across the country. How, are there any significant movement this year over year?
Well, this is all very good news. Copper is up 25% on the year. Steel is up 27% on the year, and iron ore is up 2%. And you will remember from previous weeks that iron ore really doesn't have much movement in prices. So for it to be up 2%, that's roughly the equivalent in sort of looking at the economy and saying, well, this is all good news because they only go up in price when the global economy is getting better and better and better. And that looks excellent.
Yes, the global economy is a challenge for the year, new year. We're going to stay with the economy that we care about right now, which is the United Kingdom. The news from back home is grim, Simon. We've been speculating about what Reeves's fall budget would look like for weeks and months, and here it is. And the Labour has now broken every promise they made during the election. You have an article at Fox that identifies the real problem, which is entrepreneurs. What have we learned about to be an adventurous capitalist in Britain today? Thank you.
It's not good news. It's not good news. And it really fits in very well with Rachel Reeves' budget. And she'll be have this used against her for the next year, I believe, if not the rest of it, eternity. They're basically not, the government is basically not really being supportive to entrepreneurs. These are the people that make new wealth, not the people who operate something that's already been created. And what we found in a survey was that almost two-thirds, or slightly over two-thirds, sorry, of entrepreneurs who were going to be producing something brand new and go for it, thought that the government was anti-business. And we've also seen changes in how much money you can get and how much you will be taxed if you are an entrepreneur. And it's absolutely crushing the amounts that they were going to be doing. And that was before the budget was released. And this was published before, this thing with Fox was published before we learned about all about the budget. And it's really disastrous. And entrepreneurs are going to flee to other places that are nicer or more welcoming to entrepreneurs. And we're just not getting that at the moment in the UK.
That would be the United States of America, same language, two people separated by a common language. However, I want to make the point here that the attention in the media for weeks now has been the rich people will flee. And there's some evidence of that, that the richest man in Egypt is fleeing London. You ask yourself, why is the richest man in Egypt living in London? Because they have something called the non-dom tax regime, which means that you don't pay taxes in London, you pay taxes in the country you came from, which can be adjusted according to your authority. So we have this long list of people who were born in other countries living in London, now fleeing to Milan or Dubai. However, that doesn't speak to what you're identifying, which is young people who start businesses are going to flee. Is that what we're expecting?
I would expect that, yes. If you're going to be crushed, if all your, say, 10 or 20 years of building a business is then actually sucked away with massive taxes, you're going to think twice about doing anything in the UK, because that's what will happen under the current rules. And maybe it'll get even worse. So yes, they will go other places. And the number one place, if they can get a visa, will be the USA, or perhaps Canada, where visas are a little bit easier, or somewhere in Europe where taxes aren't really crushing.
I would recommend Milan right away. Best food, absolutely best food, best opera right away. All right, but I'm prejudiced, fine. Simon, back to the concern that we all have about the labor and their overwhelming majority in Parliament. There's now loud whispers, almost like easy to hear in the corridors of power, that Starmer won't do. There's a local election in the springtime. Is that the moment to challenge Starmer when he loses the local elections?
It would be the time to do that, because the people will be thinking about how badly the current government is behaving in terms of governing the whole of the UK, and they're not doing it very well. But it also might be better for somebody to wait right up until maybe the year before there has to be an election, because at that point you could put up your pet cat to be elected, and it would win against Keir Starmer. And that might be a better thing to do. I'm not saying it would be very good for the population, but there may be a bit of that happening when people are thinking, well, if I get in there and I'm the new leader, will I survive the next 2 years or 3 years or 4 years? And maybe not, because it's rough in the Labour Party at the moment. And there seem to be not a cohesive group of people saying this is the direction we need to go in. They all want to go in different directions. And that's not leadership.
Shall we refer to Nigel Farage as the prime minister to be? Is there a title we can give him, like the Dauphin or the Crown Prince?
I think you probably can at the moment. All he has to do, remember, to win is nothing. If he keeps his mouth shut, he will probably win a landslide victory.
Oh, he'll talk a little bit, and it won't be a landslide. How's that? Is that acceptable? You know, asking Nigel Farage not to talk, that's a tough one, Simon. That seems beyond the expectations.
Well, if he talks a little bit, it'll probably be okay as well. I think people are looking to him because the other parties don't look credible at the moment.
Reeves will freeze all personal income tax thresholds until 2030-31. That'll bring in an extra £8.3 billion a year. Don't you feel good about this, Simon? You're going to be plundered.
No, I don't feel
You're
good about this
plunged.
In any way. One of the things that they're doing is guaranteeing every time they do something like this, Rachel Reeves or Keir Starmer or any of the rest of them in the cabinet, when they do something like this, they add a bigger guarantee to the idea that Labour will never be elected again in history.
Simon Constable in the south of France. I'm John Batchelor.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient unlocked. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.